All right, a day like this, a lot is happening, a lot moving and shaking. We will give you more info on the big news of Carlos Correa, but that is not it. Dana Brown is continuing to work, fellas, as the Astros were in search for a left-handed bat, and they get one with Jesus Sanchez from the Marlins. The Astros, according to Brian McTaggart, Mark Feinstein, also as well reporting that the Astros are acquiring outfielder Jesus Sanchez from the Marlins for right-handed pitcher Ryan Gusto. Ryan Gusto is going in this trade, so that's a guy who is in the rotation, fellas. Ryan Gusto gone. Jesus Sanchez is a new outfielder. Jesus Sanchez, 6'4", 222, Clint, 27 years old. And this year for the Marlins, he is slash line 256 batting average, 320 on base, 420 slug. He's got 10 home runs, 12 doubles, 4 triples, 36 RBIs, and he scored 40 runs for the Marlins. Last year was his best year, 18 home runs, hit 252, 313, 417, 64 RBIs last year, and he steals bases too. Has 9 stolen bases, had 16 last year. So he is also being added to the Astros. Ryan Gusto's gone, and you would imagine, Clint and Tyler, that means you would think either one, they feel great about the progress of Christian Javier and Luis Garcia and J.P. France and Spencer Arrighetti, or they are definitely in the next hour and a half going to acquire a pitcher.
Yeah, we got an hour and a half left.
Yeah,
we got an hour and a half left. But I mean, look, this is what I at least hoped would happen with the Astros is make the necessary moves to give yourself a shot. You're not only thus far in the season sitting significantly prettier than I think anyone would have thought at this point with a 5-game lead in the division. The way in which you've done it speaks volumes for your team, the youth on this team, the ability to win games and string wins together, and the health, if you will, of the American League right now, just not being, you know, nobody ever really separating themselves. The Astros are in the bunch with 5 or 6 teams at the top of the AL. There's a real opportunity here, man. And so with all that said, the Astros getting aggressive right here. Even with just these moves, if they don't go get a starter, a number-3-level starter, these moves are enough to assume that they have been really, really aggressive and landed a couple of guys. Now, hopefully, like I said, you got a little over an hour and a half here.
Yeah.
And hopefully they can land that arm and make a real push.
Well, I mean, with losing Ryan Gusto in this, I don't mind him going in this deal if he had to get this player. But they just lost a starter. So they have to – they've got to figure that out, and the best way that makes sense is, as you said, we got an hour and a half, and the Dylan Cease conversations maybe continue, and maybe they continue talks with the deal for the starter with the Marlins as they just made this deal for Sanchez. So they add two moves in the last, 15, 20 minutes. Carlos Correa, the big one, and I want to get to him, Clint, because he has spoken to Brian McTaggart, who broke it. He said, this is from Correa. I was definitely looking forward to it, Correa said. I have a great relationship with the guys in the clubhouse here in Houston, and that's never going to change because I play for another team. I talk to them pretty much every day. We text a lot. We talk about hitting. We talk about the game. We talk about our families all the time. The relationship we built goes way past the baseball field. I was looking forward to seeing all of them. Well, he gets to see him every day with the Astros as that trade is made official. I got a question for you two, and you all on the text line, you can jump in on this as well, YouTube and Twitch, including that a-hole I've blocked 108 times. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, you can jump in on this as well. Tyler, and I want to get it from you too, Clint, but I want to start with you, Tyler, the psycho mega fan. What is it about for you? You can understand, but what is it about Correa? Because obviously he has not had the season of which we remember of Correa, the seasons. This is not the season that he had when you're like, boy, they got to sign him and bring him back. Because I don't think you would be this excited about Suarez if he were the guy that they brought in and he's got 36, 37 home runs and was the top guy when it came to guys on the trade market. What is it about Correa that has you so pumped, even if it's this version of Correa that hasn't been, you know, the guy we remember here in Houston?
I was thinking about that in that last break we just took, and there's a plethora of reasons I'm just hyped out of my mind about Correa coming home right now to the Houston Astros. First of all, just in terms of 2025, this season right now, what the 2025 Houston Astros squad has been, which we all know has ended in a lot of games, frustratingly becoming a loss like 2-1, 1-0. The bats are dead. The bats are quiet this year. Carlos Correa, we've seen him for years what this guy can do with a bat. I'm not saying he's necessarily vintage Correa right now like we've seen, but we know what he can do with a damn bat in his hands. So that's the very first thing I thought of. And other than that, man, it's just the whole package with him. It's the defense that is literally, if not number one, top three for a shortstop, now third baseman, on the diamond defensively in Major League Baseball. It's the leadership. It's all those traits he brings to the clubhouse. It's him grabbing Fromber whenever he's going crazy in his own head, telling him to calm his sweaty ass down. It's all of it, man. There is nothing. I mean, I don't even care about the money right now because this is just such a big deal and a big move for Dana Brown and the Astros.
And I want to hear it from you, Tyler, or Clint, too, because you said maybe Suarez, even though he clearly has been more impactful at the plate, but you said maybe him, but you clearly, you said there is no other player that would have got me feeling like that.
No, it's personal. It's definitely, yeah, the personal side of it. Look, I could have got excited about Suarez and a couple of the guys that are in that 30 bomb range. Yeah, that would have got me good and baseball turned on. This right here is personal for me, man. I'm a huge Carlos Correa fan. I don't worry about the current numbers. To be honest with you, they're not that far off of his career numbers, if we're being honest. Last year, by the way, he was a 900-plus OPS, hit 310. This year, he's sitting at about 270 and a 700-plus OPS. I mean, so the slugging's a little bit down. But I'm not overly concerned about Carlos Correa. I'm concerned at all about Carlos Correa's numbers. I think there's two things here, Ron, for me, and other than me just being a big-ass fan, obviously, that the alpha and the clutch, right? I mean, the fact that this is a clutch alpha that you're plugging back into a clubhouse, and you know it. You know every, yeah, detail about this dude. This isn't, I hope he fits in. This is a guy that you know everything about, and you get better on defense. You get better at the plate. There's nothing to not like about this particular move. I don't think this is it, which has come to fruition. We've seen the responses of Carlos Correa agreed, hey man, I'm cool playing third base, leave Pena where he's at. If the Astros had any thought, any inkling, yeah, of bringing him in here and disrupting Pena, I think it would be a dumbass move, right? I mean, this is clearly, they've cleared it with Correa. He don't mind playing third base. We are going to be better defensively at third base. We're going to be better across the diamond in the infield, to be honest with you. And we're going to be better at the plate, man. This is a big time move, no doubt about it. For now, for a struggling lineup that's injured, as well as when the stage gets the biggest and the lights get the brightest, this dude right here ain't going to flinch.
Real quick, Tyler, you brought up the money, and I'll get to some of the things that people have said here on the text line. The money, he is owed $11.4 million. This is maybe we'll get an understanding of what happened in this deal, because I don't know about you, Tyler. I still have not seen anything in terms of...
Cheryl and I haven't seen nothing either.
The details. We're seeing it for Jesus Sanchez, but not for Correa. He's owed $11.5 the rest of this year, $31.5 next year, $30.5 in 27, $30 in 28, and then 29 through 32 are all vesting option years. Their options for the club. So really, this contract is through 28. So it is. I mean, that's a good amount. We'll see what the Twins pay on this, but It's 30 plus over the next 3 years that they have control over him.
You got a 3.5 year deal worth right at $100 million, and then, you know, that's really sounds like a great deal that Crane would love to sign.
Yeah, if he's
one of them Crane deals.
Yeah, one of those Crane deals where he is right now. So that is the money situation with Carlos Correa. As I said, a lot of people saying it. A leader. The leader is back. The voice in the clubhouse is back. People are agreeing with you. The alpha, the clutch. He's a clutch bat. Someone said, I don't know, his numbers aren't that impressive right now. I think I'm not going to poo-poo that. I do think you see it a lot. There are, I think there's going to be a flip of the switch, and there's going to be some rejuvenation for him at the line at the plate. And now being traded to the Astros. So I'm not going to throw that completely out, but I don't think he's washed. I'll just say that from that perspective. All right, coming up as we continue, Tyler's turd list of the week. That won't shift. We will update you completely as it's been a fast moving on.
We are shifting that one today. No turds today.
We're no turds? All right.